EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine today with a high of 55. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 33. Tonight, mainly clear. 40 tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. has ruled against 20 U.S. government employees seeking to block the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccination mandate. U.S. District Judge Colleen Coller-Cotelli said in her opinion that each of the employees who are suing over the mandate has a pending exemption request and so hasn't any disciplinary action taken against them yet. The plaintiffs are thus complaining of a compulsory inoculation that they may never need to take and of adverse employment actions they may never experience, she said. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which is considering a challenge to the administration's vaccine mandate for businesses of 100 or more employees, ordered the government respond to the Texas request to halt enforcement of the OSHA mandate. Supporters of a new beef cattle industry compromise bill hope to piggyback the measure onto the upcoming reauthorization of USDA's livestock mandatory price reporting system. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, one of the four senators who released the bipartisan framework this week, told reporters he wants to tie the bill to the LMR reauthorization. He said, because we'll never get time for the bill as a separate one on the U.S. Senate floor. Scott Bennett, livestock lobbyist for the American Farm Bureau, said the timing isn't ideal as LMR reauthorization is the number one priority and not the provisions in the compromise bill being force-fed into the reauthorization. The inclusion of other provisions would require broad industry support, which the latest bill doesn't have, given the opposition by the North American Meat Institute, which represents the packers. That is a Ag Business Update. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Now's a great time to step into a new pair of boots and save to boot as well at Fashion Direct Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Their boot sale is underway with discounts on all Wolverine, Heriot, Double H, Red Wing, and Justin boots in stock. You'll find the name brands and the selection you want and the prices that you like. The annual boot sale is underway through Sunday at Valley Vet Supply and Fashion Direct, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Don't miss out.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Jackson County law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas man for alleged drug distribution. Just about 11:30 p.m. on November 6th, a sheriff's deputy stopped a Ford Ranger in the 100 block of West 2nd Street in the city of Hoyt for a traffic infraction. After an investigation, deputies arrested the passenger, John Bradley Hudson, 46, of Hoyt, and booked him into the Jackson County Jail for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, possession of a hallucinogenic drug, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Kansas Food Bank is asking for donations and volunteers ahead of what organizers predict could be the busiest holiday season in years.
Our distribution is up 40% from the start of the pandemic, and even though things seem to be getting a lot better, we haven't seen that demand decrease.
Kansas Food Bank President and CEO Brian Walker. Net audio courtesy of our news partners at KAKE TV. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received a call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Thank you.
The Goddard School District reversed its decision to remove nearly 30 books from circulation in its libraries after receiving national pushback from authors and free speech advocates. An email sent to families on Wednesday said all library books are once again available for students to check out while the district reviews its vetting process for library materials. The decision was widely criticized on social media, including by several authors. A woman was killed when she crashed her vehicle head-on to another Wednesday morning in Harvey County. The crash happened at around 7 a.m. Wednesday on K-196 near Hillside, which is south-southeast of Newton. Trooper Chad Crittenton with the Kansas Highway Patrol said 62-year-old Trella Patton was driving westbound passing several vehicles when she crashed into 39-year-old Sarah Culling, who was driving eastbound. Culling died at the scene. Patton was transported to a Wichita hospital in very critical condition. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Catholic Diocese in Lincoln has declared a day of fasting for its priests in response to a report that identified hundreds of cases of church sex abuse in Nebraska since the 1930s. A message sent to Lincoln area parishioners said Bishop James Conley proclaimed Friday as a day of fasting and abstinence in reparation for offenses highlighted in the report by the Nebraska Attorney General's office. Attorney General Doug Peterson released the report last week expressing frustration that no accused offenders in the church would face charges because the statute of limitations has passed in the vast majority of cases. Hospitals are fuller than at any point in the pandemic in Omaha amid a surge in COVID-19 cases that has health officials raising alarms. The Omaha World Herald reports that Nebraska had the nation's fifth highest percentage increase in COVID cases last week, part of a surge of infections occurring in the upper Great Plains. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Active COVID case counts in Marshall County have risen dramatically to 85, with four hospitalizations reported. KDHE this week reports two exposure locations in the county, which are defined as places with five or more cases in the past 14 days. These include the Georgia Pacific plant at Blue Rapids and Valley Heights Junior High School. USD 498 early this week reported 79 students and three staff under quarantine, with 17 students and three staff listed as positive. A no-contest plea to first-degree murder charges could result in a 45-year prison term for Jeremy Penix II of Melvern, who's charged, along with another man, in the killing of Donald McLaughlin of Vermilion. Some additional charges were dropped in exchange for the plea in Marshall County District Court. Penix submitted no contest to aggravated robbery and arson in the case. These could result in an additional 20 years added to a 25-year prison term with no parole for the murder charge. Sentencing is set for December 7th. Jeffrey Goad of Waverly is also facing December sentencing in the case. A $435,000 community development block grant awarded the city of Beatrice through the Nebraska Department of Economic Development will be used toward creating a downtown revitalization program. Businesses submit a pre-application for assistance, with 57 requests received, totaling nearly $5 million in funding. A committee will evaluate these and will make project recommendations to the Beatrice City Council for final approval. Applicants will contribute a 25% match toward a forgivable loan if the improvements stay in place for at least 5 years. Injury accidents in Marshall County were reported. October 30th, Enrique Clasio of Axtell struck a deer on U.S. 36 west of the Beatty Corner. An unidentified passenger was transported by private vehicle for medical attention. A Lincoln man, Calvin O'Brien, was injured October 14th when a deer struck his vehicle on U.S. 77 south of the state line. He was also transported by private vehicle for medical care. October 24th, Jocelyn Young of Oquito lost control on Cherokee near 13th Road, her vehicle rolling over into a creek. $15,000 bond was set in Washington County. Kenneth Riddle of Washington was arrested October 26th during a traffic stop on U.S. 36 Highway on multiple charges, including traffic violation, no license or insurance, drug paraphernalia, drug and weapons possession. He faces additional charges related to a subsequent search of his motel room in Washington, and Riddle remains in custody at the Washington County Jail. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County Thursday morning. An Overland Park man was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital after he struck the rear of another vehicle driven by a Missouri man on U.S. 36 turning at D Road. The other driver was not injured. November 3rd, the Barnes and Greenlee Fire Departments were dispatched to Cross Creek and 10th Roads for a shed fire. No immediate details available. AHRS Construction of Bern has been selected as construction manager at risk for the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital remodel and construction project. The next step is moving from concept to design details, with a building committee including hospital board members, staff, and local residents who will review plans moving forward. Beverly Lewers, age 67, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Loman United Methodist Church in Topeka. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery Friday at 3:30. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Beverly Lewers. Douglas R. Springer, age 63, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Hanover Mortuary. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Doug Springer. Lynn D., former lord, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lynn, former lord. Lemoyne Hank Sisk, age 97, of Frankfort, passed away August 12th. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m., at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Hank Sisk.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny today with a high in the mid-50s. West winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 35. Tonight will be mostly clear, a cloud here or there, but a low down in the low 30s. West winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 40. Northwest winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny and a high in the upper 40s. A nice warm-up from Friday to Saturday. And this is due to a shift in the wind patterns. Again, we were having the cooler Canadian air associated with that low-pressure system. And as it's moved out of the area, we're starting to get this nice southerly wind moving in behind it. By Sunday, we'll be partly sunny and a high in the low 50s. More seasonal temperatures for this time of year, and we're going to have a little bit more of a warm-up going into the rest of the week. Temperatures for Monday will be in the upper 50s and Tuesday in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Amanda Edwards.
This is an important day on the Weather Lore calendar. A look at some of the old-time proverbs and weather wisdom on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 11th. America salutes all who have served in the armed forces today. Veterans Day is the 315th day of the year. It is the 103rd anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. Today is also an important day on the weather lore calendar, St. Martin's Day. For over 200 years, the almanac has adhered to the saying, if all saints bring out winter, St. Martin's brings out Indian summer. A warm spell during the next 10 days, therefore, is the only period that can properly be called Indian summer. And if you're having an unusually cold period, well, there's folklore for that, too. If geese on St. Martin's Day stand on ice, they will walk on mud at Christmas. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
It's time. It's time. Bring the holiday wonder home from Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville with the Holiday Open House. Save on Hallmark Channel bundles, recordable storybooks, holiday family gift bundles, wrapping paper tri-packs, only $5.99 with any purchase, and so much more. Don't miss the magic, the wonder, and the savings with Reflections Hallmark Holiday Open House starting Friday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Nigel Pack scored 18 points, making 4 3-pointers. Mark Smith added 12 points, and Kansas State beat Florida A&M 67-57 in a season opener for both teams. The Wildcats led by just 3 points at the break, but held the Rattlers to 27 points in the second half. Florida A&M took a 43-42 lead, its last of the game with 13 and a half minutes remaining, but Selton Miguel scored all 10 of his points during a 12-2 run for K-State. The Wildcats are back in action Wednesday, November 17th, hosting Nebraska. Omaha. Two Kansas Jayhawks will redshirt this upcoming men's basketball season. Super senior transfer forward Cam Martin and freshman forward Dylan Wilhite will both redshirt this season. Martin transferred to the Jayhawks after an accomplished career with Missouri Southern. He was a two-time NCAA Division II All-American. Wilhite was an unranked recruit in the class of 2021. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Rusty at Ford is honoring our veterans all month long. Get a $500 Visa holiday gift card with every new and used vehicle purchase. That's right, $500 gift cards for all veterans and active military. Plus, 0% APR financing, Ford rebates up to $1,000, and no payments for up to 90 days on new F-150s, Expeditions, Escapes, and more. And we're paying top dollar for any trade-in. Rusty at Ford is honoring our veterans all month long with $500 gift cards with every new and used vehicle purchase, just in time for the holidays. And make no payments for up to 90 days. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid wouldn't say Wednesday whether the reigning AFC champs were pursuing Odell Beckham Jr. Then again, he didn't say they weren't. Beckham became a free agent Tuesday after the wide receiver's acrimonious split with the Browns. And the Chiefs, with star quarterback Patrick Mahomes, are among the destinations that he's rumored to be considering. The Chiefs already have made a similar move this season, signing Josh Gordon when he was cleared by the NFL to return from his suspension. Gordon has yet to make much of an impact since making his debut in Week 5, and the Chiefs have struggled with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, their only real downfield threats. Gus Grebe, the former radio announcer for Wichita State Athletics, who coined the phrase, put it in the old deep freeze when games were out of reach for Shocker opponents, died Tuesday at his home in Southern California. The family confirms he was 102. Grebe called WSU football and basketball from 1966 and 73 and earned the nickname Mr. Excitement. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. November football is in full swing, and the Twin Valley League has a pair of strong contenders for this year's state title. We'll sit down with the head coaches of both Centralia and Axtell as their teams prepare for the sectional round of the Cajun State playoffs. Also, we'll talk to KNDY's own Paxton Gordon. He will be on the call of Axtell versus Waverly on Friday. That and much more on the TVL Spotlight on the podcast page at KNDYRadio.com.
Week 3 playoff football. Join KNDY as we broadcast our Friday feature game, Axtell at Waverly. K-Prep's pregame at 6, coaches interviews at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Tune in for Axtell at Waverly live on FM 95.5 and streaming live on KNDYRadio.com and our free mobile app. Tune in this Saturday as Kansas State looks to continue its momentum against West Virginia with pregame starting at 9. And Kansas heads back on the road to take on the Texas Longhorns with pregame starting at 6 o'clock.
Don't let unwanted rodents prevent you from converting garden trimmings into wonderful compost. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a call to your local municipality. Many have guidelines for composting within the city limits. Elevate and enclose the compost process in a tumbler composter to keep unwanted varmints at bay. Tumbler composters are easier to fill, turn, and empty. Larger, totally enclosed ground-level bins of rodent-proof plastic can also work. Secure bottomless bins with 1/4-inch wire mesh to prevent animals from burrowing in through the bottom, and seal any holes larger than the size of a dime. Further reduce problems by burying plant-based food debris deep into the pile. Don't add meat, bones, dairy, or fat to the pile, and keep the pile moist, turning it often to create a less desirable home for these pests. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Normally, a priest's words are to inspire the local congregation. In this case, the priest's words sent him to jail and then to the U.S. Supreme Court to decide his case. The issue wasn't so much about what the priest said, but rather what he refused to say. The ruling on a small-town priest who wound up in the highest court in the land is this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Near the end of the Civil War, the Missouri legislature adopted a loyalty oath for all professional employees. That oath required one to state they had always been loyal to the nation or been denied many jobs in the state, both public and private. A Catholic priest, Father John Cummings, believed that was against the law, preached against it, and was taken to court and then to jail.
When he was asked to say guilty or not guilty in front of a judge here in Pike County, he recited the Apostles' Creed.
Brent Angle shares the story from the Louisiana Area Historical Museum.
He refused to be released. He would not do so, and he was, you know, very tolerant what his circumstance was, and so no, he didn't get out, and he had people fighting for him.
Finally, the case reached the nation's highest court in 1867.
The Supreme Court came down 5-4 in the case, including the Chief Justice, Salmon Chase, who was at the time pretty powerful, and he voted against Father Cummings.
But the 5-4 ruling was in Father Cummings' favor. His 2-year fight was over, proving he did not need to take a loyalty oath.
His case, again, stands as one of those people look back to now and say, that was about free speech, wasn't it? Yes, it was. We've had, you know, Hugo Black said it's one of the cases that proves the American system works, because this is all about free speech.
The Missouri legislature simply didn't enforce the oath. Finally, over a decade later, a new state constitution was written which omitted any mention of that oath. The case, brought by the priest and the church, stands as a key moment in favor of a citizen's First Amendment rights. Traveling the countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 77 acres more or less, in Marshall County to be sold for Rosalind Runge and Charlene Virsch. Sale Saturday, November 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at Summerfield Community Center. The property, just short of 77 taxable acres, is located at the intersection of 26th Road and Eagle Road, Summerfield, 4.5 miles south on Highway 99 and 3/4 mile east on Eagle Road. The property is nearly all cropland. Again, provides an excellent location for farming, residing, and investing. For inspection, contact Prell Realty and Auction. Don Prell, Steve Prell, Valerie Pell. This land auction Saturday, November 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Summerfield Community Center.
When there's work to be done on the farm pond, the water level often has to be lowered. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Draining the pond can be done several ways, and some quicker than others, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Early winter is a good time for pond management, such as removing silt to make the pond deeper, vegetation control, or to get rid of unwanted fish species. This often requires draining some or all of the water. Brian Swistock is an extension water quality specialist at Penn State University. He says there are several ways to drain a pond. The most common method is to open the drain pipe that extends to the other side of the levee. A PVC siphoning system can be either permanently or temporarily installed over the top of the levee. Some people have had success using gravity and the siphoning action of a garden hose. Swistock says another option is to pump it out.
You can rent large water pumps, often used for draining basements that get flooded. You'll see fire departments use them. And most rental agencies have those, and you can use those to drain a pond down. There's no other easy way to do it. I should also mention with all this that there often are permits that are necessary to drain ponds down, so you'd need to check with your state agency about that before you do it.
A powerful pump can move water pretty quickly, but how long it takes will depend on the size of the pond and your desired water level. Water should flow into an area that will safely handle it, such as a drainage ditch, a floodplain, or a stream. Swistock says you might have to create a diversion.
Normally, where, let's say, a pond is fed by a stream, if you need to dredge it, you're going to have to divert the stream around the pond, first of all, or drain it out and then send it down the existing stream channel. So really, all you're doing is diverting the water around the pond that would normally have gone through the pond.
Use caution that it doesn't drain too fast to prevent the water-soaked banks of the pond from sloughing off. Learn more about draining a farm pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
This Veterans Day, Smith Auto takes this opportunity to salute the local and all area veterans for their loyalty and dedication to serving this great nation and protecting its freedoms. Thank you for your service. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations, and we buy scrap iron. This Veterans Day, Cook & Company says thank you to the local and all area veterans for their service. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
The U.S. dairy industry is optimistically observing the federal budget process. That's next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Agricultural conservation programs are among the scads of funding concerns in the federal budget. And Paul Blyberg of the National Milk Producers Federation says some of those programs will involve farmers being climate smart.
Really with an emphasis on those practices that can generate and yield meaningful environmental benefits, whether that be sequestering carbon in soil, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, better emphasis on manure management, feed management, things like that. So we see a tremendous amount of potential in that element of what's being entertained for this package.
Blyberg says dairy already has a net zero initiative to address climate concerns, and the federal budget could help the industry meet its objectives.
The push for climate smart ag funding is really a push to help reposition in some ways conservation programs to better enable dairy farmers to do more of what they're trying to do. We've long supported Farm Bill conservation programs. We've always supported robust funding for them. But over the course of many different administrations and both political parties, they've not really emphasized some of the stewardship areas that we think could be really, really beneficial to helping dairy farmers reduce their footprint.
Blyberg's comments are from the Dairy Defined podcast. There's a link to it on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Z71 double cab pickup priced at $47,900. And a new 2021 Buick Enclave Premium Edition front wheel drive four-door SUV. Awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Harvest update with the Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by Abilene Machine. For all your new, used, or remanufactured parts, you can order anytime online, 24 hours a day at AbileneMachine.com. Well, after the U.S. Department of Agriculture's crop report that was released yesterday, interesting numbers when it came to your harvest updates as well. According to the Kansas Corn Growers Association, the state of Kansas is sitting near 93% complete with the corn harvest here in the state. That's about right on track of what we had seen this time last year, and just up from the five-year average of 91% nationwide. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, corn harvest is sitting around 83% complete nationwide. In the state of Kansas, we've seen near 5.3 million acres harvested in the state. That is down slightly from last year's 5.72. However, we are seeing yields up just a little bit, so good quality corn coming out for the most part, with yields averaging in the state of Kansas right around 140 bushels per acre. That is up from last year's 134. Production-wise, however, we are down slightly sitting near 736,700 bushels of corn produced in the state overall, compared to last year's 766,000. And the soybean harvest, we're just about wrapped up with that in the state of Kansas as well, with near 4.8 million acres harvested. That is up from the 4.75 million that we had seen last year. Yields, they are up, production's up as well. So soybean crop coming out not too bad in the state of Kansas, with yields sitting right around 42 bushels per acre for soybeans. That is up from last year's 41 bushels per acre for an average. Across the state production-wise, we are up a little bit as well, sitting at near 196,800 bushels total of soybeans being produced and being exported out of the state. That is up from last year's 194,750. Real quick, in the cotton market as well, we are seeing yields up a little bit, production down just a bit, as yields are sitting right around 998 pounds per acre. That is up from last year's 783 for cotton production in the state of Kansas. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford is honoring our veterans all month long. Get a $500 Visa holiday gift card with every new and used vehicle purchase. That's right, $500 gift cards for all veterans and active military. Plus, 0% APR financing. Ford rebates up to $1,000. And no payments for up to 90 days on new F-150s, Expeditions, Escapes, and more. And we're paying top dollar for any trade-in. Rusty Eck Ford is honoring our veterans all month long with $500 gift cards with every new and used vehicle purchase, just in time for the holidays. And make no payments for up to 90 days. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Average value of select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 60 months to $16.67 per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Offered rebates to dealer. Cannot be combined with any other offer or advertising.
Now's a great time to step into a new pair of boots and save to boot as well at Fashion Direct Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Their boot sale is underway with discounts on all Wolverine, Ariat, Double H, Red Wing, and Justin boots in stock. You'll find the name brands and the selection you want and the prices that you like. The annual boot sale is underway through Sunday at Valley Vet Supply and Fashion Direct, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Don't miss out.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA says the 2021 corn and soybean harvest advanced a little bit last week. As of Sunday, 84% of U.S. corn is harvested, 10 points ahead of a week ago. 87% of soybeans have now been harvested. That is 8 points ahead of a week ago. 91% of the winter wheat has now been drilled, matching that usual pace. 74% emerged. 45% of the nation's winter wheat is rated good to excellent, unchanged from a week ago. And 55% of the nation's cotton harvest is now complete. A survey of federal government workers found 53% strongly or somewhat disagree with the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for the Fed employees. 44% strongly or somewhat agreed with it, that according to government executive reports. A publication said the research arm, the Government Business Council, received 3,186 survey responses, the vast majority from current federal employees, with some retirees and some congressional and private sector employees. The deadline for federal workers to be fully vaccinated is November 22nd. Employees may request an exemption on religious or medical grounds. Republican members of Congress pressing the administration for information on the number of vaccinated employees by agency and on religious and medical exemptions. Environmentalists generally point to farmers and ranchers as the most significant sources of greenhouse gas emissions in the ag and food sector, but that's likely to change soon, according to a new study out by the UN Food and Ag Organization. The rapidly expanding food supply chain and input manufacturing industries are on course to overtake farming and land use as the largest source for greenhouse gas emissions, the FAO says. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
As Christmas quickly approaches, it's time to start planning and shopping for this season's Christmas gifts. Hometown Lumber and Hardware suggests the Big Green Egg. It would make an excellent family gift that everyone can pitch in for. There are also great accessories to make preparing meals easy and fun. From grilling to roasting, baking to smoking, the Big Green Egg is the way to go this Christmas. Shop local and make a difference. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Test your well water every year to be sure it's safe to drink. Even if it tastes just fine, some contaminants can be harmful. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's smart to make the right agronomic choices, and it's even smarter to get rewarded for them. With the Bayer Plus Rewards program, you earn cash back on seed, herbicides, and other eligible products. And it keeps getting smarter, because now you can earn an additional 10% bonus when you send your redemption check to your retailer. To learn more, contact your retailer today. Protect your yields and get the most from your land with Bayer Plus Rewards. Visit mybayerplus.com and see program terms and conditions for full details.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to normal. But for today's top farmers, there's only moving ahead. And just like you, we've never stopped working. When Commodity Classic returns to New Orleans, you can look forward to the same premier agricultural and educational experience you've come to expect. From the only event designed by farmers, for farmers. Because we understand the only way to get back to normal is by pushing ahead. Join us when we return March 10th through 12th. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
When people on public water systems turn on the faucet for a glass of water, they usually assume it's fit to drink. But if your water comes from a private well, it's up to you to routinely test your water to make sure nothing harmful has found its way in. The quality of a water source can change over time without affecting how the water looks, smells, and tastes. David Henrick is the president of Bergerson Caswell, a groundwater service company in Maple Plain, Minnesota. He recommends testing your water at least once per year.
The odds that your water system is going to develop a problem, it's moderately low, but it's one of those situations where unless you test, you don't know. So really testing once a year for things like bacteria, nitrates, and other regionally applicable things like maybe arsenic or manganese might be good things to keep an eye on from year to year.
There are several ways to do this. Your local well contractor can test the water. You can buy a home water testing kit, or you can collect a water sample and send it to a lab.
We recommend testing right from the kitchen faucet, which is one of the most highest used points in your house for water use. And that way you're testing your whole system, because you wouldn't want to just test like right by the tank and then find out you have a problem somewhere else in your water system. So testing at the kitchen faucet allows you to see what's going on in your entire system.
If the test shows an issue with your water, don't panic. Henrick says there are treatment solutions for everything, so it's important to take action right away. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about testing well water at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Now's a great time to step into a new pair of boots and save to boot as well at Fashion Direct Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Their boot sale is underway with discounts on all Wolverine, Heriot, Double H, Red Wing, and Justin boots in stock. You'll find the name brands and the selection you want and the prices that you like. The annual boot sale is underway through Sunday at Valley Vet Supply and Fashion Direct, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Don't miss out.
We'll be right back.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Market's closing in just a little bit as we still see mostly higher numbers in the grain market, mostly mixed, but mostly lower in the livestock is how we're going through the day today. As the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly export report is set to be released tomorrow due to the Veterans Day holiday today. Happy Veterans Day. In the rest of the globe, though, we are seeing some other export numbers and production numbers come out in the country of Brazil. We'll start there with the current marketing year. Soybean production in the country is currently sitting at 142 million metric tons. That is up slightly from the prior report that was sitting at 140 and 75 million metric tons. The cotton production for Brazil is at 2.65 million metric tons. That's up from the prior 2.67. And in the corn production for Brazil, they've been kind of lagging there because of some of the rain delays that they were having. Corn production sitting at 116.71 million metric tons. That is up slightly from the 116.31 million metric tons of corn coming out of Brazil. In the corn market right now, we are still seeing a little bit of red pop up on the board. December corn down 1.25 at 568 even. The Kansas City wheat for December is up 7 points in the green at 824.5. They've been staying pretty consistent today. Bean market today, they're still hanging in there, but a little bit of red slowly creeping up on the board today. November beans up 6.5 at 1210 even. The meal's back up in the green, $2 higher right now at 344.40. The bean oil still struggling a little bit, down 13 cents right now at 59.5. Not a bad day for the cotton market. They're still hanging in there slightly in the green, up 19 cents for December cotton right now at 118.87. Canola, they're up as well, 1570 right now at 10.05. U.S. dollar index right now as we go through a Thursday up 33 cents for the December index at 95.17. We have the 30-year bonds down almost a point at 161. 10-year notes are in the red at 130.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With K-Force Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Shine.
country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.